Now, you're listening to 2SER 107.3, and I am joined by Shauna Murray, marine biologist and professor at the University of Technology, Sydney, who's on to talk all about the catastrophic algal bloom that's currently plaguing the South Australian coast. Good morning, Shauna. Have we got you?
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on. The first thing I want to ask for people who don't, I mean, I'm not really too sure, what is an algal bloom in the most basic terms?
Yeah, so microalgae, so our oceans are full of microalgae. So if you were to get a litre of seawater and you're swimming in the sea, it'll have thousands of tiny small cells inside it. And what they are, they're from somewhere between about 20 microns to maybe 100 microns, so a micron being a thousandth of a millimetre. So you can't see them with the naked eye, but if you had a microscope, you'd be able to see them. And a lot of them, they photosynthesize and they produce about half the oxygen that we breathe. And then in terms of a harmful algal bloom, there's a really tiny, tiny proportion of them. So maybe only 200 species out of like 100,000 microalgal species that can produce some sort of harmful effect, like and end up killing fish or producing a toxin that can accumulate in seafood. So they're the ones that we call, that produce what we call a harmful algal bloom.
So with respect to this algal bloom that's happening in South Australia right now, I want to ask, how did it happen? And can you give us an idea of the scale? Because this has been compared to the Black Summer bushfires, so it's obviously really serious. What are we dealing with?
Yeah, so the total area is something like thousands of square kilometres, so, you know, hundreds of kilometres of coastline and all up through the various gulfs in South Australia, and it's been going since March, so almost 4 months now. And during that time, it's killed, many thousands of fish, invertebrates and so on. They're still washing up on the beaches, and I'm not sure whether we'll ever get a final count of the number of marine animals that have been killed by this. So, yeah, it does seem like a good comparison to a bushfire.
Can you comment on what's caused it? Because I was reading a few articles beforehand, and it seemed like there were a few sort of things had to come together to make a disaster this severe.
Well, I think there's been a lot of speculation about it, but it's actually quite difficult to determine the exact cause of a particular harmful algal bloom. So if you think about harmful algae, you just compare them to, for example, the plants in your garden. So there's 100,000 different species, and every one of those different species has slightly different growth conditions to each other. So some species, for example, like a lot of light, they like a higher temperature, some like a lower temperature, some like lots of nutrients, some don't like lots of nutrients. So what we're still actually working out which Karenia species are in the bloom. So we definitely got some Karenia mikimotoi, but we may have some other Karenia species that are causing these sorts of harmful effects. But these Karenia species have different sort of optimal growth conditions to each other. So I think it's a little bit too early to be able to work out exactly what set of conditions have led to this hazard. And that's partly the work that will happen in the coming months.
What's being done to try to get things under control?
Well, I think these are natural phenomena. And so as far as getting things under control, there's nothing we can do exactly to stop the HAV. There's sort of worldwide HAVs are natural. They come and go, and sometimes they last. What we're most commonly familiar with are that they come and they last for a couple of weeks and then they're gone again. And this situation is only unusual really in exactly how long it's lasted and the area involved. And it's not unusual in terms of a world scale, but it's certainly unusual for Australia, and we're not, most people are not familiar with this kind of thing.
Shauna, thank you so much for your time. It's been super interesting. Here's to hoping that the situation is able to resolve itself soon for the sake of the marine life on the South Australian coast and the swimmers down there.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
That was Shauna Murray, marine biologist at the University of Technology, Sydney. Sounds like a pretty alarming situation. I'm hoping that anything that's been compared to the Black Summer bushfires is obviously pretty hectic. It's always humbling, isn't it, to hear about these natural events that, as Shauna was saying, we're more or less powerless to do very much about, even if maybe we had a hand in causing it. I mean, who knows if climate change or related environmental degradation has been a factor here.